Okay, we're rolling.
First of all, I just want to say, you know, we really appreciate the thought that went into this. I think that it certainly reflects the conversations that we've had at the table. I think that that's really a beneficial process. I think that we've sort of come to in this semester of talking about the parameters of material and kind of narrowing them down, especially in things that are complicated. So we certainly appreciate the thought that's going into this. What we would prefer is because we're meeting next week and we're going to have a quick turnaround on this, if you could send us just a Microsoft Word version of this document, and what we'll do is we'll take the considerations that you guys said, and we'll go into the document, and we'll use the same format that we use for amending articles, of underlining new changes, and to try and define some of those parameters with our interest in that, and then have that next week at our meeting, rather than trying to hash all that out right now at the table.
Anita, you
take
care
of that? Yes, I'll send it to you, Jonathan.
Okay, great.
And if I forget, send me an email.
I will. I'll send an email just when we get done, just to log it in.
Okay.
Just a couple questions. One thing we forgot to ask about is we've got a little bit of your thoughts on some of the parameters. One of the things we discussed was the actual file itself, the what file is going to be put forward by a candidate. Did you have thoughts on how you envision that file?
Yes, I'll answer that. we have a system in place, obviously, for promotion that's a comprehensive file.
Okay.
We envision that it will be components of that, but not all of it.
Okay.
I mean, we're essentially evaluating. We evaluate faculty on the same basis for promotion and tenure throughout the way. The sustained performance review should look like that. However, all of the parts that are required shouldn't be required for, you know, kind of a more traditional management review.
Okay. Yeah, and then we had talked about that in when we talked about the file, right?
Yeah.
You know, what components might fit well with this and what, you know, could be unnecessary.
And
like,
we
for
can
example,
talk
like
about
outside letters.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like that. We can talk about what those are.
Okay.
Right. And that's actually a good example, because if sustained performance reviews come in with regularity, external letters really should be saved for a special occasion.
Could you also give us a little more what your thoughts are on this division into 1-6 versus the rollout? Because those could be potentially kind of two different parts. Like, we don't want to have our faculty who are eligible for this to have to wait a long time to have this come up again, right? Is there a difference between the rollout and like the pacing of it?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking, Jonathan, but if you're, I think the way that we envisioned it is the way I described it, which would be we're going to have a large body of eligible people now. We break them up into 6 years. After 6 years, those who had been evaluated the first year would come back up with anybody new who would have come into the system who would then be eligible.
Okay. Well, and then the second year. Do you have any way to find out at this point how many people would be eligible under this situation, how many people have been in their grade for more than 6 years?
Yeah, and that's what would be helpful too, is if we could get a list to understand what those numbers are.
Well, to do that, we would have to. And I'm not saying we have to lock this down, but for the purposes of trying to obtain that data, we'd have to have the definition of the field.
Well, 6 years, you know, assuming that that's what we were talking about.
So it would be tenure track people.
In that particular grade, either associate professor or
professor.
Well, how
about just people in the rank, time and rank? Those should be pretty straightforward to get, I would think.
I don't know.
So we know John Fink is an associate professor in English, and how long has he been in rank?
I don't know what is the easiest way to capture all of this. I mean, I'm sure it'd be easy to capture how many people are associate and full professors.
For 6 years.
Yeah.
Or with time and rank.
Yeah, time and rank.
It might be better. It might be easier for us to capture time and rank.
For each person.
For each person.
Yeah.
Really? Well, however.
Yeah, because otherwise we have to figure out when does the 6 years start and when, you know.
Yeah, if we got a, if we can do this in a spreadsheet.
Just total time and rank, yes, totally fine.
I think it might be easier for both of us.
All right, let's see, we'll work on that. We'll get some data, however it exists, that gives us some feel for how many people are involved.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're after, is what do the numbers look like?
Okay, yeah, specifically the problem is what we don't want to have happen is someone who has a significant career here, to have them told, okay, you're in group six and you can expect a raise in 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so we want to try and mitigate that possibility. Okay, so we'll prepare this. If you guys are going to get the Microsoft document, we'll make some changes, some suggestions, and go from there our next meeting, if that's okay with you guys.
Jonathan?
When's our next meeting?
Next week, next Wednesday.
11th, I think.
Yeah, next week. Also, Anita, did you hear anything back from Coupa?
I did. I had a really confusing conversation with Coupa, to tell you the truth. First they said no, and then they said yes, and then they said no, and then they said yes.
Why did you stop on?
I know.
Yeah. They said, okay, yes, click.
You know, so it's a really weird situation. So what I really need to do, honestly, is go back to the provost and figure out how she would like it managed, but we can get you the data. They asked us to do it in such a way that you tell us the inquiries or queries or whatever you call them, and we do it and give back you the data. That's what they were most happy about.
Okay.
Least unhappy about.
So it's basically an information request.
So that's what they, well, no, because that would be if the data existed, but if...
We're trying to create a query.
I want to talk to the provost about is providing you with, you give us queries and we'll run them for you and give you back the data, which is more than a...
Yeah, it's
more than that. So that's my next thing I'd like to do.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. We'll get all the stuff together and I'll send an email just summarizing some of these small things and requesting a document.
Great.
All right. Sounds good, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Thank you.